The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
There. So, hello and welcome, everyone. Happy to be with you. Lovely to be with you. So, for today's practice, I'd like to invite us to practice both equanimity, resilience, just quiet stillness for the benefit of compassion with what is going on in the world. It's time. We need more stability. We need more resilience. We need more peace and calm so that we can be available. We can be available both internally for ourselves, not to be completely toppled over into sorrow and grief, but also available for others. How can we help? How can we support? How can we serve? And maybe one way we can serve is through our availability of space of kindness, space of stability. And I also like to bring in some practice of both metta and compassion for all who are suffering in the world, which in some ways includes all of us human beings, and especially for those who are especially suffering in really, really difficult situations right now in Ukraine and in Russia, people who didn't choose the political situation, but they're being severely impacted and hurt by it in so many ways. So maybe there's not much more I want to say, but to say that, yeah, we'll start with a lot of silence tonight and just settling with the breath, with the body, and then in order to build stability, in all order to build spaciousness. And then I'll have invitations for us to both include ourselves in our metta and our compassion, because even when difficult challenges are happening in the world and in war zones, our own personal suffering and dukkha does not end, does not cease. So to bring our own dear selves to mind, to heart, to care for this being who's me, and also sharing our care, our goodwill for other beings in the world who are suffering. So that's the framing. So without further ado, let's practice together. Let's arrive in our meditation posture. Sitting, lying down, whatever is nourishing or supportive in this moment. Oh, dear heart, taking refuge in the heart space. With each breath, settling more to the body, to the lower abdomen. Feet, releasing, letting go of any tension. Being embodied with the breath. The entirety of the in-breath, breathing in. The counts, counting slowly up to four. Then pausing for a moment, holding the breath briefly, and then exhaling for a count of five. We'll do it together first couple of times, and then you can do it in your own time, just to help settle and arrive. Breathing in. One, two, three, four. Pausing the breath. Exhaling. One, two, three, four, five. Briefly pausing. And again, inhaling. Four. Pause. Exhaling. Count of five. Pause. Letting the exhale be longer than the inhale can help settle the body, the mind. We'll do that just a little bit before we let the breath be natural. The mind is particularly unsettled tonight. It can continue this counting with the breath longer to help support arrive and let. If you are still using the counting device with the breath, let it be gentle. Counting in, breathing at the count of four, pause, breathing out gently, releasing the count of five. You can change the counts and make your breath longer, both the in-breath and the out-breath. That might happen naturally as you settle in and arrive more deeply. And imagine the breath, gentle, the body relaxed as much as possible. That the breath, each in breath, out breath, is like fluffing a feather bed, fluffing. Making it soft, ready, your body, as if your body is a feather bed, kind of fluffing it. Gentleness, kindness. Your body is the soft, gentle, welcoming. Nourishing home. That's holding your tired heart and mind. With each breath gently being fluffed. Let the breath fluffing be nourishing, fluffing the energetic body or the energy body. Let it be nourishing, healing. Soft, supple, kind. Maybe the image that works better for some is the mane of a horse, soft, being gently combed, fluffed. Same idea, the breath doing that with the body energetically. Is there any proverbial dirt? No, it's gently fluffed, combed out the body. Kindness, gentleness, holding this tired heart and mind. Resting, resting. Each breath combing, fluffing the energy body. The heart can rest in the kindness of the space. Relax, feel safe. Each breath, creating a safe, comfortable, kind, loving space for ourselves. It's an expression of metta, of care. Let the breath be breathed. And the energy body fluffed. Just as if mane of a horse, soft, gently brushed. Or a feather bed is fluffed. Let it be nourishing, healing for you. And if you've had a difficult, especially challenging day or time in your body, your heart and mind, you can stay with yourself if you like. Otherwise, if there is space, capacity to open up further, here are the invitations. Continuing the same metaphor of fluffing, comfortable feather beds, or brushing the hair, the mane of a horse gently. As tightnesses, maybe pieces of dirt, are released, smooth it out, and there's just a harmonious slowing. Mane afterwards, as if symbolically, as if you had a big brush. Combing all beings, just gently fluffing, as if all the ills, all the sorrow, all the challenges, brushing them through, bringing healing, succor, comfort, because you care. Sharing your care. Or as if you were fluffing pillows, feather bed, for beings around the world, many beings, many humans, especially those in challenging situations. They're there. Offering your care. As if you were laying a comfortable bed for them, covering them with your love, with your care, in a blanket of metta. May you be free. May you be free from sorrow, from suffering. May you have ease. May there be as much ease and comfort and well-being for you in this difficult time. Those in places of war, famine, the orphans of the world, as Ryokan said, "Oh, if only my monk's robes were wide enough." Protect all the suffering beings in this entire world. The same spirit of generosity and care. It's an aspiration, aspirationally. Of course, our robes can never be wide enough. But we offer our kindness, our goodness, our compassion, as a training, as service. Imagining that your care brings comfort. And if you fall into distress and grief, come back to yourself. Come back to yourself. Holding yourself with care and compassion. Remember, if you fall into empathic distress, come back to yourself with compassion and care. And for the last few minutes, returning back to yourself with each breath, letting the energy body be fluffed naturally, place of comfort, ease, succor. May all beings everywhere, especially those in war zones, may they be free from suffering, sorrow, pain, distress. May they have as much ease, well-being as possible in the midst of the challenge. May all beings everywhere, including ourselves, be safe, happy, healthy, and have ease. May all beings be free. Thank you for your practice, everyone. So, you are invited, if there are any reflections, questions, you can either raise your hand, both for the benefit of the Sangha to share your aha moment or challenge, also for you to be a held witness, especially if you haven't spoken in a while. You can also type your reflections in chat if they are typed to everyone. I'll read your name. And if they're privately sent to me, I won't read your name. Fazal says, thank you very much. You are so welcome. Thank you for your practice. And also knowing that the practice tonight was very calm, there was a lot of emphasis on calming and soothing and the energy body. There can be resistance to talking, like, I don't want to talk. So that's completely understandable if that's happening for you. Megan says, I love all things fluffy. So that was absolutely delightful. It's great. I could see this meditation being very useful when encountering difficulty at work. Yay! Delighted to hear that, Megan, especially because knowing the work that you do and the way that you serve others, may it be of support to you, this fluffy practice, fluffing the energy body, basically. One reflection on YouTube, an emotional practice. Thank you. You are welcome. Yeah. Nicholas, please. Oops. There. Can you unmute?
Yes. Yeah. There we go. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Wonderful. Try to not make this too upsetting. I read an article that was about a unit of snipers in the Ukraine. And it was really on my heart just as the article really portrayed them in balance as people who kind of celebrated craft, which is killing, and also people who are very brave and very much defending homeland. And somehow this very calm space that we kind of held today was, I think, a very supportive space for just kind of sitting in that realm of, like, you know, I don't really know. I don't really know the full picture here. You know, on both sides of people who are killed and being killed. And, you know, I mean, there's so much. And yeah, somehow it was a very healthy space of just kind of holding that not knowing. Kind of just holding the vagueness of what's happening. So thank you.
Thank you, Nicholas. Thank you so much for bringing that in, that bigness that you mentioned, and how this holding the space of spaciousness for all the suffering, so much suffering all around us, just the killer and the killed. It's just so, the snipers and the, it's beyond imagination, all the suffering of everyone involved and everyone watching, holding witness. It's just, and also to know that humanity has gone through cycles of this, right? Humanity. I think we're hopefully better a little bit, but still, it just keeps happening. So just holding spaciousness is, oh, dear, dear humanity, which I'm a part of. Oh, oh, holding all of us with compassion. Yeah. Thank you, Nicholas. Mima, I see your hand, please.
I appreciated this because it feels so overwhelming sometimes. The suffering that we hear about and not feeling like there's nothing I can do about it, and knowing that being here with the Sangha and meditating and contributing in that way, to me is very significant. It gives me peace.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Mima. It's important because it can feel overwhelming. And then if it's when it's overwhelming, we want to just turn away and completely tune out. And that's not helpful either, right? So having the space to actually hold witness and offer care, which it is, you know, as the Buddha says, whatever you frequently think and reflect upon, that becomes the inclination of your mind. So the more we reflect upon kindness, care, compassion for others, that becomes the inclination of our mind and our actions too. So it's not just in the mind space. It's not just in the holding space, which is important too for our own equanimity, stability, and those of others. But it's also, it leads to action, wholesome action in any way we can in our community and around the world. Vicky says, thank you for the breathing reminder to arrive tonight. If anyone awakens in the night, wide-eyed, thinking about the world, your recording of recording of overwhelm was just the ticket to settle back down with more equanimity and compassion. Thank you, Nikki. I had a better day because of your guidance. Oh, thank you, Vicky. So appreciative to hear that it was supportive for you, especially in the middle of the night. I think we did, I did, maybe it was Monday or I think it was last week. It was about practicing with equanimity when suffering of the world is overwhelming. So I think that's the one you're referring to, Vicky. I'm glad it was supportive for you in the middle of the night. May it be supportive to others. Yeah. 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 And Deborah is bringing up the complexity of the pain of both the killer and the killed. And I think I'd rather not get entangled in that. It's a bigger topic. It's more than I want to spend time and talk about right now. But yeah, but everyone suffers, really. Everyone suffers in that entanglement. So I'd like to invite us now to hold the space, this fluffy energy body, fluffed space, as if we're fluffing comfortable blankets and pillows for one another as we enter into the small sangha with another couple of practitioners. Can there be a sense of holding space? And there may not be a lot of words said tonight, and that is okay, but can we hold space for each other? And also ourselves with equanimity, with care in the space. So, and let's start with maybe 10 seconds of silent metta, and then silent metta, and then you can share as much as you want, or just hold witness. That's okay too. So I've created the rooms, and I'm going to open them. So take care of yourselves. Actually, I'm going to recreate the rooms. Wait. Take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. Take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. All right. Oh, I still need to recreate them. Hold on. Numbers keep changing as I create the rooms. This is pretty wild. Okay, here we go. Till the last minute. Okay, let's see. So, all right. Here we go. Wait, yep. Just take a moment's breath. I'm going to take care of something here. All right, there we go. Okay, I'm opening the rooms now. Welcome back, everyone. The rooms are closed and we have just about a minute. If there are any reflections you'd like to share, to be very, very quick. Okay. I don't see any hands or anything typed in chat, so maybe we'll close. So actually one announcement I wanted to make is that on Saturday, I'm teaching a half a day. I'll put information in the chat if anyone is interested online through the New York Insight Meditation. For anyone especially who missed the Befriending Mortality course, this is a half day. It's a crash course. We'd love to see you if you like to practice with that. If you need a way to bring fire into your practice. Katrin says those metaphors of fluffing and horses were delicious. Oh, that's so sweet. Thanks, Katrin. That's a great note to end on. So thank you all. Thank you so much for your practice, for your dedication. May you be well, safe, happy. May all beings everywhere be safe, well, and happy. Thank you.